You found us on the internet. Thanks for joining us on a Thursday night, and welcome to Caching in the Northwest. This is the only podcast dedicated to geocaching in the great Pacific Northwest. We're going to talk about caches and cachers unique to this little corner of the country. So while you're trying to figure out if the voice says Yanni or Laurel, we'll be caching in the Northwest. And you know, we can't do that until we bring in our monkey. Oh, wait, we have no monkey tonight. We are completely monkey free tonight. There will be no monkey business. And I don't know if I can make any more monkey puns, but give me a chance and I'll come up with a few more. But to make up for no monkey, we brought in three people. Tonight, we have with us Jen from the Tri-Cities talking about the Tri-Cities GeoCoin Challenge. We also have JD and Lisa from Cash Advanced. Thank you all for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
As a quick reminder, we want to tell you that we appreciate the support of our patrons who help out with the podcast each and every week. And if you want to know more about supporting this show, go ahead and go over to the click on the Patreon link on the cachinginw.com website. Now, as I said, we are going to talk about the Tri-Cities GeoCoin Challenge. But before we get into that, we like to share great geocaching logs. We call them the geocaching log of the week. And this week is special because you guys actually listen to us. We asked that you would be able to call in and read your geocaching log of the week or your glow in your own words, because you know what? You're tired of hearing our voices all the time. I'm sure I'm tired of hearing my own voice, and I've just started this podcast. So let's take a listen to a call that we got just this week.
This is Starcacher with the geocaching log of the week. On May 12th, I found a three-stage multi called 73 Steps, hidden by the owner, Scuba. It was a difficulty 2.5 and terrain 3.5 cache. The GC code is GC1RAGE, or GC1RAGE. Not only do I hope to get the glow badge, I'm also going to be submitting it to get the DNF Avenger badge. Here is my log. 5012, 9:45 a.m. Well, this one is a long time coming. This is my third attempt. The first time, in July 2016, I could not find stage 1 and unsuccessfully guessed at the stage 2 location based upon the title. I was 400 to 500 feet off. After getting a hint from the owner in August 2016, I found stages 1 and 2. But was not quite able to make out the coords for the final stage. I guessed at the unclear digits and made a cursory attempt to locate the cache at a couple of those locations, but I decided to wait for clear coords. I noticed all the work last fall at the stage 2 ground zero, and I'm pretty sure that the work would have cleared away the partial coords for the final that were at stage 2, and the previous seeker's note likely confirms that. I rechecked stage 1 today, and it is in good shape with clear cords for stage 2. At the last Mommy Meet and Meet event, I asked a previous finder, Swoop, if he had good cords for the final. He did, and a jive where I could read at stage 2 in 2016, so I knew there were still good cords. I was downtown for a geocaching flash mob event this morning, so I thought I would pop across the high level bridge to see if I could finally finish this one now that I have good cords. I made my way to ground zero and searched. It only took a minute to find the container, as the cores were spot on. The container and contents were in perfect shape and completely dry. I have included a picture of the current log. It looks like the cache has not been found since March of 2013. That's more than 5 years ago. However, the online log shows a certain cacher found it in November of 2015. Oddly, his name does not appear on the actual log sheet. Well, that's not really odd. That cacher is known to sign many physical logs with, quote, invisible ink, end quote. So that means that I will only get credit for about half of the 5+ years as a lonely cache find. Oh, well, I can finally give this cache the favorite point it deserves. TFTC.
Calling in and reading your own glow. Yes, you're going to get the glow badge from Caching in the Northwest. You're also going to get that DNF Avengers badge. How cool is that?
Yeah.
And it's funny. I, he mentioned some of those places. I grew up right around Toledo, Ohio. I remember the High-Low Bridge.
Oh.
Wow. So,
yeah. I was like, oh, I know where that is. Wait, Mommy, I know where that is.
So. It was funny listening to it. We recently went on a multi that the first waypoint had you project the second waypoint. And it turns out we did it incorrectly. And after what, a half hour or so of searching our ground zero, we said, well, we'll have to get help. Let's go find another new physical cache up over the hill. So we hike up over the hill and run into no trespassing signs.
Private property.
So we turn around and start walking back, and we're looking for, you know, if I was going to hide a geocache, I'd hide it there. And sure enough, she found the waypoint that we missed. We were like a quarter mile off.
Yeah, but I found it. Wow. So that got us back on track for this multi-cache. Oh, my gosh. It's hilarious. Yeah.
You got to love the geosense.
I guess.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, being, yeah, where would I hide it?
Yep.
You can walk right up to them.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, you're going to need your geosense if you go to the Tri-Cities GeoCoins Challenge 2018.
Yeah. That is true.
Jen, how many years has this been going on?
This is the ninth year.
Wow.
Wow. 9 years. Mm. Crazy. I can't believe we've been doing this for that long. How time flies, right?
It only gets better every year.
Exactly.
How you do that?
I don't know. It's all the people that are helping. It's all amazing volunteers, JD and Lisa. I couldn't do it without everybody's help. Just wouldn't happen.
How many of those years has it been a mega?
Oh, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 3 or 4. I don't know. I would have to look back.
At least. Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. Around. I don't know. How many years have we been out at Sacagawea? Is this the third year out at Sacagawea?
Yeah.
I think so.
So two. So then, yeah, 3 or 4. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a homegrown mega for sure.
Yeah.
I remember people were dissing us in the beginning. Oh, yeah, I want to be mega. Here we are. We're a mega. Can't take that away from us now.
Nope. Over and over again. Yeah.
Not, you've been a great team. Not just a mega, but a reoccurring mega. Yeah.
Reoccurring mega. Yeah. Yep. It's turned into a family reunion.
It really is a family reunion for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, if you want to go, you're going to need to look up GC7 Foxtrot Tango Kilo Romeo.
Yep. You got it.
Well,
Ralph. It could be Ralph.
Romeo.
I'm working hard to learn like the phonetic Romeo. Alphabet.
Yeah. There you go.
Mm-hmm. So our challenge is June 21st through the 24th. It will be out at Sacagawea State Park again for Friday through Sunday.
Great.
Thursday's lab cache kickoff and poker run kickoff is actually at a different pizza place. It's still a round table, but it's going to be at the round table in Pasco. I think we've outgrown the one in Richland. So, another, awful problem to have, right? Outgrown another location.
Exactly. That's a real shame.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, you've been at Sacagawea for many moons, right?
I think this might be third or fourth. Yeah.
Third or fourth. Okay.
Somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's all a blur. It's all a blur now after 9 years.
Yeah, it really is. Okay. I've tried not to mention it, but really the major draw for this are the incredible coins that have been produced each and every year. Do you have any spoilers that you can share about this year's coins?
Absolutely none. None whatsoever.
Oh, well, okay. I tried.
Actually, Jen, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You share it.
So, yeah, Chris, if you check your email, we did send you a picture of one piece of our five-piece set. And I say our like it's mine. It's Jen's.
you're part of the team, JD. Put your blanket in that.
Now, wait a minute. This is the Tri-Cities with four cities,
and
yet we've got a five-piece coin set?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So in our line of work, we're lucky enough to travel all over the states every summer, mm-hmm. every fall. And people know that we've been making this coin the past couple of years. And we have to explain to them why there's four Tri-Cities.
And five pieces, generally, to the coin.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, well, last year, there were technically five pieces. There were four coins in a stand, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. That's five pieces?
Yeah. Yes.
I'll give you that. So I really enjoyed that. Very well done set last year.
Here it is. If I don't drop it all over the place. This one is...
Gravity's not our friend right now.
This is my own personal set that I earned that year. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so normally it's up on my shelf here, where when it's not moving, it's easy to look at. But if, but when you're trying to move it, it's...
And they're round.
Yep, it rolls right off. Mm-hmm. And this particular set has a huge story behind it. And in the end, I think I like this set the best. I really do. Personally, I do. There are four elegant coins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They are four very solid, for sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like the map one still too, though.
The map one was incredible. And then the one you had to assemble and get a sighting through.
Yeah.
Luckily.
Yeah, it's nice as well.
We happen to have a map one.
There you go.
It's odd that the coin maker would have all these handy.
I know. Yeah.
It's a coincidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then here's the... This one is... unofficially become known as the Goonies version.
Oh, really?
Okay. I have never seen the movie, so I don't
know. You have never seen the movie?
I'm sorry, you can no longer live in the Northwest.
What?
That's what they said about the Princess Bride, too. It's like the ever.
Oh, the Matrix. Yeah.
So she's never seen The Sandlot. When did we get a cat?
You need to close your doors. Things are just going to wander in.
Yeah.
So she's never seen The Sandlot, so I get to give her.
Oh, yeah. That's another one. You guys definitely need to watch a couple movies together.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then here I want to show, this is the one we didn't do, but I found it.
Yeah.
This series to be extremely awesome. These are the ones I think Oak Coin did, right, Jen?
Yep. Oak Coin did the
Nice. They're just a three-part. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to bring in your passport for West Richland wasn't participating at the time.
Mm-hmm.
These guys. And there was my other version, the 2013, is packed away right now. But it was very similar. It was a three-piece puzzle. And mm-hmm. I don't believe that one had color on it, if I remember right. And it was awesome. It was.
No, the other three pieces did. They all had color.
Oh, okay.
All of them had color, but the very first one.
The back side.
Oh, the back side doesn't have color. The front side does.
Yes.
Yeah.
And these were awesome coins as well. Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So really, I mean, it's all about the coins. We know that each and every year. Sure. There's some geocaches involved.
Oh, yeah.
No, the geocaches themselves are usually well done. How long, Jen, would you say it takes to earn the coins, you know, to go to all the geocaches, do what needs to be done?
I would say, I mean, you have those first few people that get in fairly quick with between maybe 4 hours or so.
I was going to say 15, 20 minutes, it seems. Some of them seem to be done in 15 or 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some of them run like no get out. Yeah, it's a contest. It's no going to the bathroom. It's no food. It's no nothing. It's just about caching. Yeah. I would say 5 to 6 hours. I'm not sure. This year, my volunteers placed them a little farther out, so they don't have them all right next to each other. So you may have to work a little bit harder this year, but it's worth it.
Definitely.
Awesome.
Can you tell us what types of caches we're going to be finding? Of course, there's going to be traditionals. Are there any multis or mysteries or puzzles?
No mysteries or puzzles this year. It just makes it too hard for the passport. So we'll have 32 brand new caches. You'll have to find 28 out of the 32 to earn your coin. Each of the caches will either have a code word or a punch, paper punch. And once you find those, then you bring them back out to Sacagawea where you'll get your coin.
Nice. And are they equally distributed among the four cities?
Actually, we're going to, after the weekend, so we keep them all out there for the weekend. And then after the weekend, they'll all go to Richland. We did that last year. Last year was the first year we did that, and it made it so much easier. We actually kept the sets together rather than ending with a few people having, you know, one city having two left, another city having four left. So,
oh, of the coin, sure. I was talking to the caches. Are the caches equally distributed among the
cities? Oh, yes. Yeah. There are eight of them in each of the cities, each of the four cities. Yeah.
Also, in the past years, you've had lab caches around the Tri-Cities.
Yes.
Are those returning again this year?
Yes. This year, actually, we have two adventures. So we have 10 lab caches per adventure.
Wow.
We've had some great people, great cachers helping us. We have Tumbleweed 2, Tumbleweed Pirates, Goblin Dust, Bounce Bounce, and Tech Somani, I can never seem to say his name right, Ben, and Kay's in there, Tumbleweed too. Yep, so we have several volunteers helping make lab caches this year.
So you got 20 lab caches total, or?
20.
Yeah. Wow.
20, okay. Yep. That's so they'll go live Thursday morning.
The 10th. Thursday, okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't know of another event that's had 20.
Well, yeah, that's what happens the volunteers when you have a reoccurring mega event.
It's a little bit of work. I think they're realizing how much having 20 lab caches is, but I think they got it covered. They're in the process right now of entering all the information. Most of those caches have been made already, and so it's just a matter of, and locations have been picked. So now it's just a matter of getting all the information inputted. And so the volunteers helping out with this year.
So they'll probably run through Sunday?
Through Monday.
Because mm-hmm. that helps us vendors out. We, you know, at your event, I make her stay at the booth and I go out and get the coin.
Of course.
And then we spend Sunday doing the lab.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you'll have until, I think it's Monday, if I remember right, Monday at 10 a.m., somewhere around there. So you have a few hours in the morning to finish. And we'll have a few, I think, out at Sacagawea as well. Mm-hmm. But the majority of them will be out throughout the cities, throughout the four cities.
Okay. Perfect.
This year's obviously a taste of the Tri-Cities. So our focus for a lot of the lab caches are different kinds of foods.
Darn.
That's a real shame.
Yeah.
Well, see, it incorporates lunch right into your caching, so exactly. It works out really well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, you mentioned the theme, the taste of the Tri-Cities. Are there also going to be some themed caches besides the lab caches?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My volunteers have some fun caches up their sleeves for the main 32 caches.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, just to let you know, Bounce Bounce is in the chat tonight, so he's
awesome.
He's here. He just wants to go out and do the lab caches. Sure if he wants to do the others.
Thanks, Bounce Bounce, for everything you've done to help us out this year.
He makes some incredible gadget caches.
I know I haven't been able to see all of them yet, so I need to go over and visit Tumbleweed Pirates and check them out.
There you go.
Well, that'll be good. Thanks, Bounce Bounce.
Yeah.
That and Goblin Dust. I'm excited to hear Goblin Dust.
Yeah.
He's got a busy summer going on, doesn't he? He's got that big event just before the Ape Cache, the parlay like at $16.99.
Yeah.
I went on those boats a couple of years ago and it's completely worth it. You need to go out.
I know. I need to do that. Maybe this year.
You should.
Mm-hmm.
You can come on over to the side of the thing. I'll give you a secret. It's not as warm over here as it is in the Tri-Cities.
Yeah, and breezy.
Yes.
Yeah, and there might be a coin. All right.
Yeah.
So, speaking of weather, weather has is usually quite warm in the Tri-Cities. What should people expect, and how should they prepare for this, you know, 6 to 7 to, you know, it depends on how badly you do at 8 or 9 hours of caching.
Exactly. I would say prepare for the worst, hope for the best.
I love that phrase.
Last year wasn't bad.
No, last year was good.
The year was awful.
Yep.
So I honestly, I haven't even looked out at the forecast because our weather changes daily.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it will be nice. Hopefully not too hot. Water, water, water. That's all I can say. Yeah. If it's hot, be prepared for that. Get a couple cases of water and throw it in your trunk so you have it.
Right. Yep.
Even warm water is good water when you're thirsty.
Exactly.
It's wet.
Exactly. It's wet, right?
Yeah, yep. if you're gonna prepare for the hot. But really the year before last was of my experience, and I've been going since 2013. That was odd.
That's the worst year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we camped. That was really hot.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Another thing to consider about your Tri-Cities area is the brush. You know, if you want to wear long pants, but lightweight long pants, I'm not sure how many of your caches are planned to be out in the scrub or if they're going to be more urban. Will that be a concern this year?
There's a few of each, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a really good point because, you know, you want to wear shorts because it's warm, but that scrub brush is sharp and it can really scratch you up. So some lightweight bush pants with a non-rip or ripstop nylon or whatever material. I don't know what they're using these days. Those space age materials that they've invented.
Right.
Kevlar.
Yeah. Kevlar is a box.
Some cotton or carbon fiber. Yeah. Something to keep those thorns out.
Right.
For sure.
A lot of those have the zip off pants. So you can put them on if you need them.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have shorts if you don't.
And out in Sacagawea too, there is a beach area, which I don't even know if everybody realizes. So people could always bring their swimsuit and cool off afterwards.
That's true. It's very nice. Yeah.
I like that venue. Is that venue currently underwater by chance?
A possibility.
Yeah.
It's been pretty bad here. It's been really, the water finally went down a little bit today. I mean, our lead dock there at Howard Amon was, it was underwater. The gangplank was underwater. So it's finally above water again. So the cruise boats have been able to come up today, but the water's supposed to go back up in the next day or so, I believe.
Oh, it'll be fine by event time. No problem. But this is our fault because this will be the third mega that's been flooded that we've been to.
Stop going to megas. Okay. What were the other two?
The
going caching.
Yeah, the going caching venue in Rome, Georgia, was completely underwater, and then the Woodstock in St. Charles, Missouri, was flooded the year after we were there.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Afterwards, yeah, and right now or last week, next 2 weeks out, Joe Woodstock has been flooded as well in Cincinnati.
Oh, that's
right.
Wow. They're flooding before you even got there.
Yeah.
Pre-flooded.
Yeah.
Well, and you're pre-flooded, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Raise the difficulty of the caches. And
there you go.
Yeah.
A little water's not going to stop geocachers.
And the difficulty of the camping.
Yeah.
GSM2X says, Lisa and JD, please come out to Southern California. We could use your magic touch to get some water.
Oh, yeah. That didn't flood, did it?
It didn't last year. We were there, and it didn't rain.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
We'll try harder.
Tried. Okay. It did flood in February of last year in Southern California.
It did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That all this new brush grew up, and that's why we had the brush fires last year. Okay, enough about Southern California. Let's talk about the Tri-Cities. And, you know, maybe it is Southern California we want to talk about, because people will come from out of town. They could come as far as Southern California for this, because we're talking a five-piece set.
Yeah.
A geocoin set. And people are going to want to come from all over. What are the best options for staying overnight?
So if you go to our website, go to tricitiesgeocoin.com. On there, we have a link of all the different hotels that we have discounts for. So go on there, take a look at those, and then use a geo that they're, you're going to be here for the GeoCoin challenge, and you'll get a discount.
Nice.
And they only hold those rooms for so long, so make sure you get them reserved as soon as possible, because that weekend is always, that's Cool Desert Night weekend, as well as, I believe, there's softball tournaments. So the crazy busy weekend again.
Yeah.
There's also a Renaissance Festival.
Is that happening the same weekend here?
It seems to happen that weekend.
Yeah, last year they changed the time. So I'm not
sure. Okay.
They changed the location, so they're not in Richland anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
But it's still a busy weekend. Don't wait.
Yeah. Well, in the chat, Three Hams says, thanks to the organizers for getting discounts on the hotels. Yeah. Nightly rate dropped from 72 per night to 59.
Ooh, holy cows.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, that's a great price.
So it's not who you know, it's who Jen knows.
Well, yeah, it's all about Jen.
Whatever helps, right?
Yeah, we know Jen, so it's good.
They get more money for, you know, gas money there by discount hotels. So more traveling around town.
Yeah. And there's also camping available too at the park. Yes. Is that correct?
Yep. Yes, we will have camping again. Actually, we have a pretty big crowd this year. So it should be a full park. So it's going to be fun. Definitely fun out the park. Yep. And that you can click on, there's a link on the website as well for accommodations for camping. Okay. And you can sign up that way. I don't respond right away, but if you logged in and get your information out there, you're guaranteed a little grassy area somewhere throughout the park.
Okay.
That's all you need.
That's all you need. Exactly.
Well, if people are coming early, are there other events going on that leading up to the big event on Saturday?
Yes. So on Thursday, we have the Lab Cash and Poker Run kickoff. And that's the one I said that's at Roundtable in Pasco. And all these links are on the mega event page. The GCs are all there as well as the links. And then on Friday night, we have the meet and greet out at Sacagawea. So those are two before the big event.
Great. So there you go. You need those discounted hotels so you can come in, be ready on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Is there anything going on Sunday?
Yes, we have the CEDO again at Sacagawea. They've done so much for us. It's just a great way to leave the park better than we found it.
Yeah, exactly.
That was hard to do last year because there was nothing to pick up.
It was so clean. Yeah.
Oh, cashers are clean. It makes it wonderful.
Yeah.
Hey, it's just another day to hang out, right?
Yep.
It's one more smiley to get, right?
Exactly.
Also in the previous year, see, because you've got this reoccurring mega, we can talk about what's happened in the past and is it going to be happening again or even better? There have been night caches in previous years. Are there going to be some this year?
Possibly.
Oh, a little mystery involved there.
It'll be something out there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, also we have obviously Cache Advance will be there. Mm-hmm. We'll have a new food truck, Gourmet Grub Bus. Mm-hmm. Great food. They'll be there Friday and Saturday. Between the Buns will be back Friday and Saturday. I know. Good. Ethos. We'll have Ethos on Saturday morning with coffee this year. We have coffee. And Snowy's of West Richland will be there both days as well, Friday and Saturday. And then I believe the Print Warehouse, the people that are selling our shirts, they will be there Friday for sure. Saturday was kind of up in the air for them, but Friday they'll be out there.
So are the shirts available just on the weekend or is there pre-sale?
There'll be pre-sales. I believe that link is going live on Monday.
Okay.
So as soon as they have it up, we'll plaster it on Facebook and our website so people can start ordering. Pretty cool shirts as well. So we'll have a few different varieties of shirts, I think, as well as we asked for some tank tops this year.
Mm. Awesome.
As well as hoodies again, because that was popular. And then a few different styles of shirts.
Perfect.
Oh, no. Okay. Interesting. I wouldn't think hoodies would be popular at that time of year.
No, it's not really that time of year. It's for later on.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're geocachers. They're going to wear these shirts all year round.
Exactly.
You can go out there with the tank tops, get your shoulders burned, you know, have something for the rest of the year. Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
For your Tri-Cities Pride, 365 days a year.
Exactly. Any special guests? We talked about the exhibitors and the food and that. Any special guests this year?
There's one other thing. I'm not going to say anything yet because we're still working on some of the details. But yes, we might have a few other guests. And that will be Friday night if everything works out as planned.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What time Friday night? How early do I have to leave work is what I'm asking.
Well, you better get there. Let's see. I think we have that scheduled for 7.
Okay.
I
was going to say the meet and greet goes from 6 to 9 on Friday.
So I think it's 7:30, somewhere around there. And also we have something really cool this year that we're doing. Tumbleweed Pirates, he's been building some Geo Survivor games.
Mm. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
I know. That crazy mind has been all over the place lately, building some fun stuff. So Friday night and Saturday, we have a few different games that people can sign. Teams of four can sign up. And you can get that link. I think it's out there on Facebook, and I think possibly on the website as well. Yeah, it's on the website now as well.
Wow.
So we have four different games. People will compete against each other, and then Saturday evening will be the final Survivor game. And then we have some great prizes to go along with the top, I think, three teams. So if you haven't checked that out, it's just something fun. It's another fun activity to do Friday night when people are hanging out, as well as Saturday.
So I like what's happening here is you have almost too much to do so people can pick and choose what they want to do, or they can just choose to hang out and talk with the other cachers. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Real, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we've been trying to figure out different activities and stuff to do, and you just can't seem. So we're hoping this takes off. And we haven't shared a whole lot about it, so I have a feeling Friday is when the majority of people will sign up. Mm-hmm. But you can actually sign up now. And if you want to sign up but you don't have a team of four, then we'll put you with other players that are interested in playing.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah.
You've got all this going on, so many events. What can people expect to pay? I mean, what's the cost for attending this and getting these wonderful geocoins?
Well, the cost is to pay the Washington Park Pass when you arrive at Sacagawea State Park. That's it. That is all it is. And, you know, obviously gas money and food money. But the coin itself, it's free.
Wow. That's not just one coin. This is a five-piece set.
Well, five-piece set, yes. Five-piece set is free. Yep.
Wow. And it's all free. That's amazing. You guys are incredible. Yeah.
I mean, we have people come from all over the world. It's awesome. It's awesome to see. I mean, to have them here in the Tri-Cities is great.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny when we did this coin, this upside right?
The map coin?
The map coin. Mm-hmm. So Jen and her crew got it on social media early, and Woodstock that year was way back in Maryland.
Yeah.
And we went... And we had people coming up to our booth because they knew we made the coin, trying to do logistics, saying, okay, because that was the last block party as well, right? Mm-hmm.
That year, yeah.
And they're saying, I can do one of the two. It is Tri-City's going to have a coin left by block party time. And us being helpful would say, right? You better not take your chance.
Probably not.
You better
go get it. Yeah.
But yeah, that's the impact this mm-hmm. has.
Yeah, it's all over the other place. Side of yeah. the country. People were asking us about the coins and how to get there and about the event. So
and I wouldn't be surprised if Jen, your team's Facebook and social media is, you know, just all over the country asking about this. Mm-hmm. When did we get a cat?
There's that cat again.
Yeah, when I last looked at who is registered for the event, we have people from Canada, Alaska, New Mexico, California, obviously Washington, Oregon. That's all I've seen so far.
I was thinking Idaho and Montana.
What do you say?
Idaho and Montana as well?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Idaho, Montana. Yeah.
Maybe awesome. Wyoming. It's not too far of a drive.
No. Mm. Nope. And then if anybody listening to this podcast is in a state we haven't mentioned, consider going. This is a great event. It's fun. The area is pretty. Mm-hmm. The event is great. The people. Jen's not kidding. This event is a mega because of the people and not the coin. Not the coin at all. And it... You know, come visit us. I say us like it's me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. It truly is. It's about the people. I mean, just like I said, you know, it's a family reunion of geocachers. And that's what's so fun about it. Get to see people once a year. You know, there's a lot of us who've been here every year for the last eight. Mm-hmm. This year, nine.
So, yeah. It's impressive. And the Tri-Cities is a great area. Mm-hmm. I want to call it, you know, it's a big, small town, really.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You have everything there you need, and it's just nice.
Yeah.
I lived there for a couple of years and really enjoyed it. So.
And one of their road signs is Geo. You know,
that's right.
Yeah. How can you go wrong?
Geo Wash.
Yeah. Geo Wash Way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How many coins are you having minted this year?
425.
There you go. You got to get in. I would say you got to get it in the first weekend.
I would say so.
It's coming down to that nowadays. Yeah.
It is. Yeah, we ran out pretty quick this last year as well. I think we only had them for a couple months after the event. So
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you ran out. I like that.
I know. I love it. Weekend, I would definitely try to get here within those first couple weeks.
And remember, it's one set per household. So that's 425. That's a lot of households. That's a lot of people.
That's right.
Yes.
That means the value of my coins have gone up, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Love it. Bounce Bounce says in the chat, on the Thursday night event at Roundtable, he'll have a table set up with his discoverable puzzle boxes.
Ooh.
Now, if you have not seen his puzzle boxes, they're an electronic puzzle in order to get the code for a trackable. They're a lot of fun. He just had them 2 weeks ago, I believe, in Richmond at the BC CacheCon 2018.
Okay.
And there was a constant line of traffic going in and looking at these boxes. He had, I don't know, four or five of them set up there. So
nice. Can't wait.
Yeah. He makes new ones all the time. So they're never, you know, depends on which ones he brings, but they are a lot of fun. Make sure you hit that Thursday event and catch Bounce Bounce in his and his puzzle boxes.
Awesome.
Oh. Yeah, that is nice.
Let's see. I think we've hit almost everything. Aside from logging the will attend on the cache page, is there anything else you'd like people to do to let you know they're coming to plan their trip?
Yeah, so on the main page there's a link. It says click online registration. And basically what that does is that helps us keep track. That's how I know where people are coming from. And by filling that form out, it does help us. We get lodging tax money. We receive tourism money for this event. And so by people filling that out, I know it's a pain sometimes to get on and register for things, but if you could just take a few minutes to fill that out, it helps us. It helps us a lot for our money to be able to keep this coin free.
I was going to say, you're talking a 5-piece coin set for less than 15 minutes of your time to fill this out.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. And then if you haven't liked us on Facebook, check out our Facebook. It's great to be able to throw quick information out there to get to everybody. It's Tri-Cities GeoCoin Challenge.
Thank you.
That link is on the main page as well.
Okay, great. Brian Lang's asking in the chat, how do we get the caches on our smartphones? Is there going to be a email GPX file or something else?
So once all the caches go live, we will make a file and they'll be able to access that from the main event page. Mm-hmm. Each year we've tried, I swear, it's one issue after the other, trying to get them downloaded onto your phones. And we're hoping this year that we're having a class here in a couple weeks to focus on that here in Tri-Cities. So we're hoping to get a few more people that are able to give direction on how to download them onto your smartphone. So that's been a challenge every year. So hopefully we can fix that one this year for everybody. But you do need to be a premium member to be able to download them onto your smartphone. So there's no getting around that. Mm-hmm. But I think you can do, is it a month membership or a 3-month membership?
Yep.
So you can do that to make it easier to be able to get them downloaded onto your phone. So.
There you go. You heard it here first. Get that premium membership in place before you come on out.
Yep.
We've got people coming down from Canada, and data in the US can be expensive. So it's nice to have those options.
Yep.
That's true.
And we will have Wi-Fi there for those people that are from out of country and need to be able to access Wi-Fi.
Perfect. Yep. So, they're being published at the time of the event, not a day or two later. later wouldn't help necessarily.
No, Jen, I just wanted to be sure the caches are not premium only. It's just for the ability to download to your smartphone, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, there's no premium caches. Yeah, okay. It's the ability to be able to download them and to have them all together. Yeah, can you go to each one individually? Of course, because on each of the pages, we'll have links to all the other caches. Right. So you can do that, but to be able to have that group on that pocket query on your cache, on your phone, you need to have premium membership. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And thanks for having the Wi-Fi there for out-of-town guests, out-of-country, visitors. That's going to save, they can download the caches, go on their way. That's great. Jen, would you go over one more time where people can find out more about the Tri-Cities GeoCoin Challenge?
So tricitiesgeocoin.com. The GC.
Yep. That is GC7. Hold on. I got that much. I have to go find it. There it is. 7 Foxtrot Tango Kilo.
Ralph.
Ralph. Thank you. You threw me off. Now I could only think of Ralph.
Romeo.
Romeo. Thank you. And JD and Lisa, where can people find you if they want to stalk you? I mean, follow you online.
We've got the two businesses now, actually. So cash-advance.com.
For geocaching.
And then for coins is compasscreekdesigns.com. And both of those are on Facebook as well.
Nice.
Yeah, you probably won't find me on Caching in the Northwest because this will be like the third time I've been banned from your show because of my poor performance.
Oh,
I think you made up for it today. You've been on point tonight.
Trying to get banned.
Third time's the charm.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, we want to thank each of you for spending time with us this evening.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity. We appreciate you guys doing this for us and helping us get the word out. Yes.
Yep. Much appreciated.
Oh, it's so easy to do because it's a great event.
Thank you.
So we're happy to help out. And we also want to thank our faithful Denali level supporters. That's Bounce Bounce, Team Squirrel, and worldcaching.com. If you want to know more about supporting the show, click that Patreon link on the cachingnw.com website. But we like to mention each and every one of our contributors. That's B Pendragon, Broncos Fan for Life, Sprouter, Camp Clan, Tick Magnet, Kev MacD, Subway Mark, Dora Moore, Dune Buddy, Kid Vegas 19, Geo Nav Pros, Wino Seattle, Acker Doc, OBX Geek, Billy Robson, G Nice, Antaeus, Keats 94, and Curiosity Girl. Whew. Until next week, you can always find me on Twitter or Facebook. Just look for CashingNW.com. You can also head on over to CashingNW.com/hosts, read the bios, and find all of these links that we have out there for so many different social medias that we probably don't go look in that. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that, was I? But most of all, we want to say thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode of Cashing in the Northwest. Don't forget that you can be part of the show. You can call into 253-693-TFTC and leave us a comment, ask us a question, or tell us if you hear Yanni or Laurel any time of the day or night. Of course, you can email us at feedback@cashingnw.com. Your support helps keep the quality shows coming. If you like this show, click that Patreon at cashingnw.com website and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and more. The show is produced by Chris Umfenauer and Jay Kennedy, hosted by Chris Jay and Jim Palmitz. The show is licensed under a Creative Commons Attributions 3.0 license, copyright 2018 by Chris Umfenauer. And we invite you to stay for
the after show.
So you do realize that Yanni wears the gold dress, right?
Oh, he's the one wearing the gold dress.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, see, that whole gold or blue dress is coming back in this Yanni and Laurel.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And, you know, I looked at it just briefly today, and it's all in the sound. You know, if you have more bass in your device or you don't hear high tones well, you're going to hear Laurel. If you hear high tones better or have a more tinny speaker, you're going to hear Yanni. So,
interesting.
So that explains the older people hearing Laurel.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they don't hear the high frequencies like they used to.
And when I say older people, I, you know, me.
Yeah.
He's old.
I don't know. I'm up there these days as well.
Yeah, I'm not far behind. Oh, let's see.
Wow. That's a heck of a hotel discount, Jen. Wow.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Patty worked on that from Pasco this year, so she did a good job with that.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't think people... maybe because we're on the inside, but people don't realize, I don't think, how big your team is actually to pull this off. There's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We do have a lot, you know, and it's crazy because some people are really involved throughout the whole process, but then you have those people that do those little things on the back end that mm-hmm. are huge. You know, yeah. And then you have some that are only able to help out that weekend, but then they yep. play a huge part because that weekend you need more help. So
yeah,
it is awesome.
Yeah, the game day help is necessary.
Yeah,
you know, especially when you know, you got the 28 caches out there and one of them goes awry somehow. You know,
32 caches.
32. Yeah. Well, I just get 28. I got to get back to the booth.
Yeah, right.
And Jen, you're coordinating this between four cities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so it's not just, you know, I'm going to go out and put 32 caches out. You're working with four cities and different parks departments.
Yep. So basically we have teams for each of the cities. And they take it from there. They meet with the different cities to make sure those locations are good. I help them out if need be. I mean, obviously, I look at Richland's because with Richland. But yeah, without this full team. And then what we do is, so after we have all those locations down, we place pill bottles or film containers out there. And then another group of volunteers go in and checks all those locations. So they check the cords, they check, you know, is this a decent location? can, you know, 20, 30 people at one time show up, is that okay? So yeah, you have the people that are doing the initial, but then you have those additional volunteers that are checking the locations for us.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
And are they geocachers that are actually placing the caches?
Yep. All geocachers.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they are. For those of us that are close by, you know, we're what, 2.5 hours maybe, mm-hmm. if we go speed limit.
And I know you don't. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Those are supposed to be inside words. Yeah.
He goes under.
And we've been going year after year after year. We almost get the sense we know the hiders and their style now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, which is important when you're not in your area, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I find that pretty cool. And for me, I'm every year I've been out on the and done the whole thing and relegated, you know, Lisa to go back to the booth. I don't know how many of you've been able to do the whole thing because of that, but I'm just being selfish because I love going around the area there. I just love the area. It's really cool. If I had to move out of Spokane, it would be there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's growing. So, area's growing. That's for sure.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So JD, you're not going to let Lisa geocache is basically what I just heard.
Exactly. She has what, almost 9,000?
10,000.
Or 10,000?
Getting close to 10,000.
But who's counting?
Yeah.
And I have like 37, so I need to catch up.
Good luck, buddy. I hope to hit 10K at Woodstock, actually.
Nice.
Actually, I would. But I would suggest you hit 10K at Tri-Cities.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Yeah.
And you too, JD.
Yeah.
You can just move down there for a few weeks.
Well, I have to go caching now.
Yeah.
Catch up.
Three hams say he was going to hit a power trail.
Mm-hmm.
I have to find it in the chat. It's going to hit a power trail out of Kennewick, I thought. Hoping to hit the power trails in Kennewick on Friday and Saturday, getting 200 to 300 caches along with a Saturday blitz for the geocoin in the labs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of trails.
There are a lot. Almost all directions now, the Tri-Cities, there's trails. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can get a nice number that weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, we asked people if they want something to be mentioned in the after show. They use the hashtag FATAS. That's for the after show. And we've got some comments. This one comes from GSM. I don't know if it's GSM X2 or times 2. Says, you'll have to tell me in the chat there. Can they put the GPX in a Dropbox and have people load it on their smartphones? Most apps directly support Dropbox, so that's an option. They also said talk to Lisa because the Spokane Geo Tour, you know, they had them downloaded in like 30 seconds and ready to go.
Well, that wasn't that was somebody else other than Lisa doing that.
GSM times two. There you go. Thank you.
Times two. Okay. Hmm. Yeah. It's just the trick is getting it, from geocaching.com to your Dropbox.
Right.
And with Wi-Fi being available, that should not be a problem.
That's easy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You just put the file out there on Dropbox for everybody to be able to get to it.
Yep. And share a link to that file. And, you know, you can share it on the cache page if you like to. They can click on it. It'll download and off you go.
Okay. The problem we found doing our geo tours and trying to accommodate people is you need GPS experts, you know, Garmin, DeLorme anymore still, Magellan a little bit. You need all the cables. Then you need an expert in iPhone. You need an expert in
Android.
And then you need an expert in Cachely for iPhone. Then you need an expert for Geo Live in Android. It just, you know, sorry, folks, you're on your own.
Yeah, we do our best. I mean, I think last year was the first year we got through the GPX station within a matter of, I think, 15, 20 minutes, it seemed like.
It was fast.
We flew through that last year, so I think we have that down. Mm-hmm. A couple of the volunteers that normally help with that aren't going to be here this year, so hopefully we can get that going the right direction. And then we're also going to make some posters for the directions for the iPhone and the Droid. And I don't know how many of the other ones we're going to have, but hopefully we can at least help out that way.
Mm-hmm. You guys are so helpful.
Yeah.
It almost sounds easy.
Yeah. If those posters are very helpful, can then we take them for our July?
Yeah, can we borrow those?
Yeah. You'll have to change them up. I just send you the file and you can change it to make it work for yourself.
There you go.
I think that's what we did one year. We actually, because, you know, we obviously knew where all the caches were going to be hidden before they published. And we put together a GPX file with that information.
Out of GSAC.
Through GSAC to upload. The only problem is, though, if you have last-minute changes,
when did we get a cat?
That's not going to be, you know, a part of that file. So it does take some work.
And that was our issue. We did that same thing one year, and that was what happened: is we had wrong coordinates
for
them, and then it just messed everybody up. And then it looks bad on our part because we forgot that we had changed those couple at the last minute. So, yes. And then it doesn't have all the information sometimes, too.
Right.
You download that.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just limited to what you put in.
Yep.
Yeah. This is Hilo.
Hilo.
When did we get a cat?
Hi, Hilo.
Yeah.
Hilo wants to get it on the mic.
Yeah, he's a ham.
A little bit.
Nice. Hey, also in the chat, we have Team Finn, who puts on an event every month. They have a streak going for, I don't know how long now, multiple months. It's got to be well over a year. This Sunday, they're going to have an event at Stax in Federal Way from 2 to 3:30. It's GC7. Oh, wait a minute. Alpha.
You're sending us to Tri-Cities.
No, that's 7 Papa Alpha 4-6. And then the June event is also live, and there's going to be donuts. That's June 1st, and that's GC7 Papa Victor Bravo Whiskey. Oh, maybe there will be whiskey. No. Whiskey and donuts?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm up for anything.
Okay. Is Spudnut still open in there in Richland?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yep. There might be a lab cache somewhere within that vicinity as well. But not Spudnuts, just somewhere around there. There's a little hint for you. So you'll have the opportunity to stop by Spudnuts. Even though Cool Desert Night's happening, so it'll be a little bit crazy around there.
But. Yeah, you got to get there early.
Yes, you sure do, especially that weekend.
What are you doing to the cat?
Great. Well, folks, thank you so much. I think we have talked out. Well, we haven't. We've talked enough about the Tri-Cities GeoCoin Challenge 2018 to get you interested and get you there.
Yeah, come and join us.
There, you're going to meet great people, and you're going to want to come back year after year.
Oh, definitely.
Yep.
So, folks, until next week, get out and get caching in the Northwest.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.